waiting for the music to stop. Okay. I just hit record too late. We had somebody come in on punt return who's wearing the same number as someone. Might be Tyson Rooks. Looks, he's a long and skinny tall guy. It's got to be Tyson Rooks. So Rooks had to report that he's wearing 96 instead of 19, and he can't wear 19 because the punter wears 19. For you fans, or fans who are not fans of the Wisconsin game last year, I would like to note that Illinois had a player come in wearing a different jersey, and they happened to report to the official like you're supposed to. That's an interesting music transition that we just pulled, but that's okay. Listen, we got it. There's 2,200 people left in this game. We don't need music. I'm trying to record. Okay. John. That band likes it. Okay. The game's starting. Kill the music. Please kill the music. Thank you for killing the music. Love it. I was in high school when that song came out. These kids were born 15 years later. anyway.
Kenny Young, the ball carrier.
It's buck 43 left. We got any numbers here? Let's see. We only got to 486 total yards. Needed 14 more yards. Looking for the 5X, 1X here. They are at 176 yards after that play. So we just cannot give up 24 yards so we can have a 4X, 1X total yards game. Oh, God. We're totally going to give up a long pass, aren't we? We got, like, the third defense in there. Who's in there? Yeah, Sledge is in there. Oh, nice tackle, Makrasetic. Okay, how many did they pick up there?
Here's Holly's pass. Completed the area, Smith.
Okay, I'm just going to... I was going to start the from the stands, but now you and I are going to...
First and 10 for Eastern Illinois.
Okay, so that's 8 yards, so they're up to 184. They need 16 yards. Broken up. Okay. 49 seconds left.
Here's Holly's pass.
Let's see. They. Oh, no. 187. 13 yards. And we lose our 4X, 1X. They will have 200 some yards. Stay tuned to this channel for this important breaking information. I got that on Greg. The guy just yelled, miss it. Yes. Minnesota lost. I love spiteful hate watching of other Big Ten teams. Oh, God, they're throwing. It is caught. Clock is running.
Here's Holly's pass.
That picked up 9 yards, 187. They're going 196 then, so...
Third and one for Eastern Illinois.
Okay, as long as they just run it to get the first down, clock is down to 19 seconds. I'm legitimately nervous. Oh, we're subbing. We're slow walking off the field. Sledge has time. They're holding it. 9, 8. Here we go. It's a run. He doesn't get it. Will they call timeout? They will not. They end with 196, maybe 195, maybe lost a yard there. And we get our 4X1X, folks, almost a 5X1X. That was fun. I hope it was as fun for you as it was for me. 486 yards to 196, so a no gain on that play. First down's 27-9. God, there's going to be something like wrong in the book and they're going to get 201 and I'm just going to be devastated. Why do I care about these little things? I don't know. I just do. Okay, so game gets over 11:24 p.m.
The final score is Illinois 45, Illinois nothing. Money line football is back in Memorial Stadium for the Dale Leroy Challenge. next Saturday, September 7th at 6 p.m. against the nationally ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
So, still just a weird thing that it's
the
nationally ranked Kansas Jayhawks.
To help you experience any car trouble in the parking lot, just call 217-337-0913 for assistance.
Got it. Okay. That was my window.
Thank you, Danvers Housing, for participating in the Res Hall Challenge tonight. Any students living in Danvers Housing who would like to take a post-game photo, please gather in the North Student Section Concourse. A DIA staff will escort Danvers Housing students from the North Student Section Concourse.
Okay. Here we go. School song time. No more Gene. I can talk. You know what? Let's just listen. My voice is too gone to sing. So the obvious question, did we learn anything from beating Eastern 45-0? I think we did. I'll just say that I saw some stuff. I saw some things I didn't expect. Look, the 2-10 Illini in 2012 beat Charleston Southern 44-0. And we were like, oh, maybe they're okay. No, they were a bad team. So, yes, there is the, when you play a bad FCS team, you can't do anything about it. You can't say anything about it. You're supposed to beat them, and you did. But under 200 yards, with a fair number of those first downs being by penalty of us lining up offside several times, keeping their drives alive. Like, without those three neutral zone infraction third down penalties, forcing those three drives to punt at those points, they're not getting 196 yards. It's less than that. So, yeah, I mean, all I could say is I have the feeling that that was a little better than I thought. It took a while for the running game to get going. You're going to wear down an FCS team like that. So, yes. It takes a bit, and then they just don't have the horses to hang in. And Fagan got his 100 yards, and Lawfrey got close to that. Oh, I might have to flag this guy. Okay. I might be getting kicked out. I haven't done that in a while. Okay, I'm going to put my credential around my neck. And he walks off. Oh, God, I kind of love it. Like, I've mentioned it so many times. It's the Wayne's World thing where they're backstage at the concerts and they're showing the lanyards around their neck to every single person who walks past. So this guy was coming down and be like, sir, you gotta get out of here, and whatcha. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Altmaier's better than I thought it'd be. Pat Bryant was everything I was hoping to see. Like a significant, that second touchdown pass was a legitimate NFL play. Matt Bailey on defense is everything. Everything. I think it's just that. It's the individual plays. The I don't care if it's Eastern Illinois, that throw and that catch are good. Maybe another Big Ten defender will maybe get a hand on it, but decent defense and just a beastly, you know, it's that type of thing that has me encouraged after this game. Yeah, it's just legitimately encouraging. You see an open field tackle, you see a pitch and catch, you see Fagan, as big as he is, being as shifty as he is, and you just have this feeling of like, hey, this is, you know, I know I'm supposed to not read anything from this, but I'm kind of reading something from this. I predicted 37-14 or something like that. I can't remember. And that's what I expected. You know, they're a decent little FCS team. That first drive, we were like, oh, man, they're going to score. And we shut it down with turnovers. And when you're plus four in turnovers, yeah, you're going to do that. But look, we played bad teams last year and didn't force turnovers like this. Like that Torrey Cox interception was 100% an interception from the film room, where he read it, jumped it, and grabbed it. Miles Scott, that was a Kirby Joseph-like rundown interception where he read it and jumped it. So, yeah, there were individual plays. Look, we were going to win this game, right? We're always going to win this game. But winning it 45-0... and winning it that way, and the defense really holding the 9 first downs, I believe 3 of them by penalty. Didn't expect that. So I'm going to sleep well tonight. That was an encouraging win. As much as you can. You know, look, we come in here and get blown out by Kansas, and we'll all feel different, and we'll look at this game like we did Charleston Southern. But I'm encouraged. I'm good with that. From watching what we did at camp to this, to seeing that defensive line with Akis slid inside, and you get Bryant Akis and Seth Coleman all on the field together with T-Ra and Dennis Briggs. Yeah, that's a thing. That's something you could do. That's something you can run with. That's something you can use. I'm encouraged. I'm in a good mood. Now I'm gonna go drive a fire truck home. Go on it.